Green. 1-2 test.
Matt?
Good morning.
I got some stuff for you, Matt.
Yeah?
Is this for Matt?
Yes.
You asked about Cole. He threw a flat ground yesterday. That went well. So Cole will throw a bullpen on Friday. And after the bullpen, we will evaluate how he's going to go forward. Sky Bolt is also going out on a rehab assignment. He'll be going out tomorrow to Vegas. The link to that rehab assignment is not clear, but we're happy to see him back and being able to play.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, we were just here like 10 hours ago, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Random off-the-wall stuff?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You've been manager with people actually in your presence for, what, 2.5 months now?
Yeah.
What's been your maybe most unexpected challenge to face so far, something you maybe didn't think about heading in?
Wow, that is an off-the-wall question. I think when you're sitting in this chair, you not only have responsibilities for the players, but for the staff. You're dealing with the front office, the training staff, the clubhouse guys. So I think the magnitude of just dealing with it on a daily basis is probably larger than what was expected.
Media,
having these turnaround morning interviews.
Double headers, 5 games in Detroit.
That's okay. We're here to play baseball.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right on.
And I think that would be the biggest challenge, Don.
What are your takeaways from Pache's last 2 games? Seems like his approach is maybe getting a little bit more refined as the season moves along.
Yeah, we talked briefly last night about it, and in terms of his development and growth, and we're seeing some progress in pitch recognition. We're working on the approach in terms of staying through the middle and utilizing the right center gap, which we saw last night.
Yeah.
He walked last night. So those are both good signs. It's a process with young guys, and it's a catch-22 in terms of it's performance based to stay here, and how long we continue to go through these progressions for him and for other players. You want to be patient, but at the same time, the expectation level here is to win baseball games. So, but Posh is doing a great job with his progress and approach for sure.
You see a lot of the younger guys maybe interact with the vets that you have on the team, maybe learn a little bit and take from there.
Yeah, that room out there it's a good room. We talked a little bit about the group in terms of they're not necessarily young. But in baseball, in playing every day and having an opportunity to get 500 at-bats, they're young. Chad Pinder's never had 500 at-bats in a season at this level. Tony Kemp's never done it, really, at 500 at-bats. So there are guys that have been here, but they haven't played every day. So that process is a learning curve for them as well. But having a guy like Jed Lowrie and Elvis Andrews, Stephen Vogt's not on the road trip, but when he's around the ball club, they share their knowledge and experience with those guys. It's definitely helpful.
How do you couch your evaluations? Do you break it down like in weeks or 10 days? Or how do you say, this is what I saw from this guy in the state, but then I look back on X number of days and I see...
Yes. Yeah, you try to compartmentalize in terms of month, maybe, but you go shorter than that as well. So, but for me, I'm thinking back to just even spring training and how the at bats were taken and how what they were working on and whether there's been progress, which there has from all the guys in the room. And then pure evaluation, you look at it's an old school mentality thought of 5 days, 10 days. You look at that performance as well, but now there's so much data in the game that you can really evaluate, as we talk about the zone stuff, in zone, out of zone, exit velo. I'm just glad I'm not playing this generation because I don't know if I'd have been playing every day.
It's a lot more to think about, isn't there?
There is.
When you've seen Cap good, he does what? What do you want to see him get to consistently?
Yeah, a slider. Swinging this slider. That'll be something we look for today. You know, obviously his command fastball. But for me, I think Cap, you know, throwing strikes and being in the zone consistently. So.
And he's tweaked some things with his setup and whatnot. As you're evaluating players, whether it's a batting stance or a pitcher playing with a grip or making a different change, as long as they're always looking to get better, I guess you're just don't go way out of the norm of what you're trying to do.
Yeah, for me, I mean that's the pitching coach. You know, it's his responsibilities and his expertise. So for me, you know, I'm in communication with Emo on what they're doing, but in no way would I want to step in and say or know really technical, you know, mechanical stuff that he's been doing. So all I know is I want to see him go out and compete, and I want to see him, you know, again, attack the zone, be aggressive, and utilize his mix. So in terms of game planning, I know what's going on there, pitch sequence, but I mean, we've got one of the best catchers in the game in Murph. Murph's not in there today, but I'm fully confident with Beth back there. We go through the game plans extensively, and so, you know, hopefully we can execute it today with Cap.
You hoping to just give Sean a full day off here at the end of the show?
Yeah, that's a thought. I mean, these three guys, Sean, Elvis, Chad, you know, again, we're in this 13-day, 15-game stretch, try to you know, manage their workload and just make sure they're ready to go for the upcoming series. But hey, if it's to win a game and Soto's in there and, you know, we need an opportunity to pinch hit, they'll all be available.
Go ahead. With the slider offensively, what are you seeing with adjustments? It seems like that's your offense sees a lot of that pitch. I don't know if that's prevalent everywhere, but in how you're seeing them recognize it better and making better decisions.
Yeah, slider's a tough pitch right on right, and I think every team, you know, has identified that, you know, there's success in utilizing the slider now. Even the change has become more of a right on right pitch. You're seeing a lot of that this year. So, you know, it's tough. You've got to hit the fastball and be ready for the fastball, and it comes down to, you know, maybe they use the word tunneling now, tunneling a pitch, and I think identifying, you know, where your success lies as a hitter, and where, you know, what the right mindset is in terms of, you know, when I hit, if I was looking slider, I'd probably swing at the bad slider, you know, or if I was looking for a left-on-left slider out here, I was going to go further out. So it's tough. You got to kind of know yourself. And I think, again, it's part of that growth process for our hitters.
Always ready for the fastball, though.
Always ready for the fastball, yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
My pleasure. See you guys in a few.